Hi there. Okay, I don't think it would be psychic mediumship for dummies if we didn't talk about dreams and visions and what's the difference. So, what exactly is a psychic dream? Well, truly, that's kind of a difficult question to answer because all dreams have sort of have this like bizarre or like out there quality to them. And the content of the dream, I think, is the most important thing that has the most important meaning. So, it's some people have a hard time, and including myself at times, like, is that just a dream? Like, was I just downloading subconscious information from what happened throughout the day? Or was that an inner knowing? Was that a psychic dream? Was spirit downloading something to me that I need to remember? The first thing you need to do is put right beside your bed a dream journal. And I have one of these, and I've had it for the last 15, 16 years. It switches out all the time. When it gets filled up, I get something else. When I wake up in the morning, my dreams, and this is how I figured out this didn't happen overnight, so this is a progressive of time that I figured this out, is that if I was to have a psychic dream or a dream that meant something that I was to remember, I will dream that in the morning. And I don't know how to explain that to you, but it's like not a dream that will wake me up in the middle of the night, not a dream that I won't briefly remember. It's a dream that will happen between 5 a.m. and sort of 7 a.m. And I will wake up and it will be right there. And it will almost be like from 5 to 7 a.m., like I wasn't sleeping, if that makes sense. Like I was just downloading this dream information. And as soon as I wake up, the message from the dream is right there. Now, do I write down every single thing? Like I went down a hall and I turned a corner. No, I write down the things that stand out to me. There was a hall. It was blue. I saw a panther. I walked under a tree. The things that sort of seem to mean the most to me in the dream, those are the points that spirit wants me to pay attention to. Then I journal about it, how it makes me feel, what I think the message is, and then I wait for things to show up or I act on the information. Was I supposed to give a friend a warning? Am I supposed to know that someone's going to pass? What are those things? And I think a lot of you will agree, especially if you're here and you're taking Psychic Mediumship for Dummies, that dreams are fairly normal, definitely something that a lot of psychics and mediums have long before they even know that they're a psychic or that they know they're a medium. And what's the difference between a dream and a vision? So, a dream offers information about the future, and a vision is often something that can be happening right now. It can be a vision for, okay, you need to do this right now. Whereas a dream might be telling you, hey, this is going to happen 6 months from now. A vision can happen during a meditation. A vision can happen while you're driving. A vision can happen while you're praying. A vision can happen while you're going on a walk. A vision is sort of like while you're in this awake state, this clarity or this moment comes over you where you're able to like see it clearly, and it may be as seeing it clearly as something in your life right now. You may be seeing it clearly as in something that's about to happen or something that happened in the past. A vision is a download of information to say, here you go. Here's the answer for you. Here's the information that you needed. This is the download. This is what's important for you to know at this time. That's a vision. So dreams, deep sleep, you've gone to bed for the night, you've woken up early in the morning, or possibly you may say, you know what? My dreams happen as soon as I fell asleep. And then I wake up and then I have knowledge of the dream and then I fall back to sleep. Everyone's going to be a little bit different in how you process this or how this works for you, and that's totally okay. But what's the most important part about dreams is that you write them down. That is such gold, valuable information. I have gone back into my dream journals and I have tracked the information to see the profound details and just mind-blowing stuff that spirit has given me. So please, if I tell you anything about dreams, if you learn anything about them, write it down. And then what you can do is there's all kinds of psychics and intuitives that have written books about dream meanings. What does it mean if you see a train? What does it mean if there's a creak in your dream? What does it mean if somebody dies in your dream? However, those books are great, and I did use them in the beginning. I always sort of go into my intuition and ask myself, what does it mean to me? So what does it mean when I see a train? Well, for me, it means patience because I live by trains and I'm often stuck at them. So for me, it means just to take a deep breath and to have patience and to just reset. What does it mean if I see a whale in a dream? Well, whales to me represent freedom. They represent life. They represent nurturing. Okay, that's what that means for me. So I sort of go through this process and I take, you know, what it means to me, because what it means to me and what it means to everybody else can be completely different. And while I appreciate those meanings in books, you have to go with your own intuition. That's going to trump everyone and everything. I hope that makes sense. I hope you enjoyed this step. So what is your homework for today? Get a dream journal, put it beside your bed, write down your dreams, and don't disregard any visions or things that you have. It'll feel like a moment of clarity that comes over you, and suddenly you see things clear. So write it all down, because that's how you're going to connect all the dots. See you in the next step.